Good evening, let's have our call to order.
Mr. Palasara?
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry.
Sunshine statement.
This regular meeting of the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of the annual meetings to the Asbury Park and the Two River Times by hosting it in the Borough Hall on a bulletin board reserved for such announcements and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 2nd, 2025. This agenda is complete to the extent known and formal action will be taken.
Thank you, roll call please.
Mr. Palasara?
Here.
Mr. Crowley?
Here.
Ms. Cusick? Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Ms. Forbes?
Here.
Mr. Kuhlhaus? Mayor Hollander?
I'm here. Great. Okay, so now let's all do a moment of silent reflection followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. May I have a motion and a second to approve our previous meeting minutes?
I'll make the motion.
Crowley seconds.
Roll call please.
Mr. Palasara?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Minutes have passed.
Thank you. Okay, now fun stuff. So we've been doing Artist of the Month, and the artist has been nominated by the previous Artist of the Month, so I picked the first one, and we've been rolling since then, and I'm very excited today to learn about the work of Amy Crick Frank, who is your show still up right now?
Yes.
Okay, so at the Arts Council, how much longer?
Until Sunday.
Oh, until Sunday, so just a few days left, but it's a beautiful exhibit. It's a very interesting exhibit, I think, and it's very thought-provoking. I spend a lot of time down with the Arts Council, and they have hours that they're open, and we have volunteers that are staffing it, so you can have an opportunity to stop by before they furiously put in a new show immediately after. So please come forward and tell us about your work, Amy.
Thank you. Oh my God, thank you so much. How convenient. You should be in there too. I know. I like your work too. Maybe she'll pick you.
No pressure.
So, could you kind of tell us a little bit about your work? So, I've been a photographer for a long time. I thought of Brookdale and the Lowland country. And this work is not digital, that's why it says it's not digital. So, it's all either in the darkroom or exposed to light of the sun, and then I chopped everything up and actually hand cut a lot of photographs in that collage.
Can I
imagine it? Yes.
I'm not allowed to use this.
Yes. So, yeah, but I really appreciate this. But I love volunteering at the Atlantic Highlands Arts Council. It's a great place.
It is a great place.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
I know you have a vested interest in staying for a little bit, but after our next presentation, anybody who's just here for the presentations, you are welcome to move on. And now, it is my honor, because I didn't get to do it in the month that we celebrated her birthday this summer, but this is the senior of the month, is Virginia Popick. Her daughter Leanne is in the back and her son-in-law Bill. So I've known them a very long time, but it was really wonderful. We have this special fireworks display every year in honor of her birthday, which is June 3rd. So she's worked as a nurse. She's done so many, spent so much time of her life volunteering, and she's looking great. She had a little bit of a fall last year, and it's wonderful to see her moving so well. So since we didn't get to do it in July, all the way through. Where am I? Right there, I'm coming to you. Hello. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you.
Oh, you're sure.
I'm Mary Ann, it's good to see you.
So we have this big fireworks show for you every year.
We should do it.
Yes. So we should all crash that party, birthday party next year. This is a big one for the United States too. So do you want to say one thing that you love about Atlantic Highlands?
Well, I'll tell you, when I first moved to Atlantic Highlands, I wanted to get to know people. So I called this for the senior citizen group. And I got a hold of the secretary here again. And first thing I noted, I said, what day and what age, what is the program? She said, just a minute. Then the mayor got on. The mayor says, my wife says, it's the second Monday of every month. That made was my introduction to the town. And it's just been wonderful ever since.
I've never seen so many people come to a birthday party before.
No.
And you were so surprised.
I was very surprised. I had no idea.
And we had no idea that you would be surprised.
It was a wonderful party that they gave me at the Senior Citizens Building. And over 60 people were there voting.
Yeah, it was good.
I couldn't imagine that I would deserve it.
You've given a lot of service to everybody.
Yes.
And your children.
And my children.
Yes. So we're really happy to see you up and well.
Right.
We are going to make your birthday your day in Atlantic Highlands every year.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you
very much. It's great to see you.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Donnelly, for helping coming to this in the end.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody.
The keycap? I really won't hold it against anybody that was here for the honorees. People usually go, so but you're welcome to stay. Okay. Next item on the agenda are proclamations. Mr. Dougherty.
Thank you, Mayor. First proclamation this evening is the proclamation of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands proclaiming Fire Prevention Week, which was October 5 through October 11. Whereas the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey is committed to ensuring the safety and security of all those living and visiting our community, and whereas fire is a serious public safety concern both locally and nationally, with the majority of fire deaths occurring in the place people feel safest, their own homes. Whereas the National Fire Protection Association, NFPA, has declared the week of October 5th, 2025 as Fire Prevention Week with the theme of Charge into Fire Safety, focusing on teaching the public how to safely buy, charge, and recycle lithium-ion batteries to prevent fires. And whereas the Borough of Atlantic Highlands Fire Department, through its public safety activities, is dedicated to educating its residents and promoting community risk reduction to help prevent fires and related injuries. And whereas all residents should be aware of the importance of having working smoke and carbon monoxide alarms in their homes and developing and practicing a home fire escape plan. Now, therefore be it proclaimed that Lori Hohenleitner, Mayor of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, do hereby proclaim the week of October 5 as 2025 as Fire Prevention Week throughout the borough. Further, we urge all residents to recognize the importance of this observance and to support the efforts of fire and emergency services during Fire Prevention Week and throughout the year. In witness whereof, the mayor has hereunto set her hand and caused the great seal of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands to be affixed on this 20th day of October, 2025.
Thank you. So make sure you check your devices. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much for giving me this proclamation tonight, Mayor. My grandfather, Victor J. Baker, was a proud naval veteran who served on destroyer escort ships during World War II. So thank you. A proclamation of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands recognizing the 250th anniversary of the United States Navy. Whereas on October 13, 1775, the Continental Congress established the Continental Navy, the precursor to the modern United States Navy, to defend the nation's independence and protect maritime trade. And whereas for 250 years, the United States Navy has courageously defended our nation's freedoms, protected our citizens, and secured America's interests around the globe, demonstrating unwavering commitment and bravery. And whereas the men and women of the United States Navy, past and present, have upheld the core values of honor, courage, and commitment, and their sacrifices continue to inspire generations of Americans. And whereas New Jersey, as a state rich in revolutionary history, is a key participant in the Homecoming 250 celebrations, which commemorate the Navy and Marine Corps' anniversaries in the region where they were founded. And whereas events along the Delaware River waterfront in Camden and Gloucester will honor these service members, providing a vital opportunity for New Jersey residents to participate in the tours of Navy vessels and other commemorative events. And whereas the Atlantic Highlands Borough Council wishes to join in the statewide and regional recognition to express profound gratitude for the service and sacrifice of all sailors and their families. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that we, the Council of the Atlantic Highlands Borough, do hereby declare October 13th, 2025, as the 250th anniversary of the United States Navy in our community. We call upon all citizens to honor and recognize the dedication of our sailors and their historical and ongoing contributions to our nation's security and prosperity. In witness whereof, the mayor has hereunto set her hand and caused the seal of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands to be affixed this 20th day of October in the year 2025. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. And I think we have some Navy families in the audience. So if you're a Navy family, will you please stand up? Thank you. Families give a lot of service, and thank you for your service. Okay. We have a workshop discussion for best practice inventory for 2025.
I think Rick was going to log in.
Okay. Oh, sure. He is on. I will. Okay. All right. Mr. Farragina is not here tonight. Ms. Schaefer is here virtually, and Mr. Romeyer cannot be here tonight. So we bring you Mr. Llanos instead. With special.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, Rick.
So the best practices for this year is a set of questions that are required to be fulfilled by every municipality in the state of New Jersey. It's about 70 questions, and, the questions range from, was our municipal budget adopted in time? Was our annual audit adopted in time? Was our, annual death statement adopted in time, stuff like that. So if anybody needs to see a copy of the questions and the answers, it's filed with the clerk, and that's pretty much it.
Great. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
Mayor, I looked at that too, and I'm satisfied that the answers were appropriate because I've seen those reports before. There's very little that they can, it deals with what we dealt with at the last meeting too, when we had the riders. Those
yep.
are recommended, and that's asked about in those things as well. And so Rick did a nice job.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to add that.
Great. Thanks. Okay. So having finished the workshop discussion, we are now having public comment for those who are new to us. This public comment is specifically to the consent agenda items. So is there anyone who has comment on the consent agenda items? Anyone online? Online no. members, please raise your hand and you'll be identified and brought forward.
We have 10 attendees. No one has their hands raised.
Okay. All right. Then I'm going to move on to new business. May I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda?
Ducky moves.
Crowley seconds.
Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasurgo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
Okay, wonderful. I'm going to be reading Mr. Farragina's report, so I'm not going to impersonate him. And I will have the glasses, though, and I will remove them. October 20th, RFPs for the borough professionals have been posted for 2026. The opening date is October 30th at 11 a.m. So if there's any professionals that you'd like to recommend to apply, every position is up to, for an RFP. On October 9th, he attended the Monmouth JIF, which is a Joint Insurance Fund Executive Committee meeting. On October 15th, he attended the monthly Central Jersey Health Insurance Fund, the CJHIP, meeting. The DEP's drinking water supply update as of 10/15/25. The recent coastal storm brought heavy precipitation along eastern portions of New Jersey. However, based on the timing of the rains and development of these indicators, the benefits of that rain to water supply are not yet apparent. With overall conditions remaining much drier than typical, New Jersey, you heard it here, remains in a statewide drought watch. All New Jerseyans are requested to follow water conservation practices and to use water wisely, he capitalized that, particularly when using water outdoors. New item. The New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, Fish and Wildlife reminds the public to reduce the potential for encounters with black bears, this fall by taking measures to properly store garbage and eliminate access to other sources of food around their yard or while outdoors. Fall brings a period of heightened black bear activity as the animals must consume large amounts of food in preparation for the weather denning season. Congratulations to Chunk, by the way, Chunk, who won the fat bear contest at Katami National Park. That wasn't in his notes. On October 15th, he attended the monthly Central Jersey Health Insurance Fund, again, the CJHIF, meeting, and the next borough council meeting will take place Monday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. Please note that November has only one council meeting. And that is his report. Thank you. Ms. Schaefer.
Mayor, it was a slow couple of weeks. I have nothing to report that's outside attorney-client privilege.
Thank you. Okay, reports of council. Mr. Colasurdo, you want to go up?
Sure, I'd love to. Can't wait.
We're counting down two.
Two more meetings. Chamber of Commerce, the Chamber continues to have its farmers markets every Friday. Hope everyone continues to turn out. There's some great vendors there. Fire, 26 calls in September, 198 to date. The Atlantic Commons Fire Department plans to donate some extra or not usable equipment to a New York State fire company who has limited funds. So it's a really nice thing that our local fire department's doing. The AHFD also had several members stand by for the Nor'easter from a couple of days ago or weeks ago, so we appreciate their commitment to the borough, that they were available when needed. Several monthly drills are taking place in October, and a walkthrough is planned for 10th Ocean in the near future. And lastly, although I was unable to attend, the Blue Mass was held on October 15th, and I'm sure it was a beautiful service as always. In terms of harbor, the harbor finances continue to be down a couple percentage points as a result of the unpaid rent from the Shore Casino and also fuel prices. On that note, the RFP was sent out with respect to the Shore Casino. They'll be reviewed shortly, and then hopefully we can have a tenant in place sooner rather than later for that space. Lastly, the litigation with Kappa Construction is ongoing. We are hopeful a resolution will occur either by settlement or by trial by the end of the year based upon what the judge has conveyed to Harbor Council. And then lastly, we have Shade Tree. Shade Tree is continuing its preparations for fall planning and continuing to perfect or get as good as possible the application to remove trees in town, because there continues to be some confusion with respect to that. And if you, as always, if you are trying to remove a tree, you need a permit to do it. That's all I have.
Thank you very much, Mr. Crowley.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor, since you mentioned the black bear season, I will just say that the very next night after our meeting last time, and we were talking about deer rutting season, I had not one, not two, but three close encounters with deer over in the Vermont area. I went out anecdotally and I bought those little things that you can put on your car, the little deer whistle. I don't know if it's because I've not been near any deer or because of the whistle, but no encounters. So just be careful because they are running amok right now. Recreation, I know, I would know that the president, council president, will talk more about what is going on in recreation, but I'll just say AH Day was unfortunately canceled because of that rain and wind event. We'll do it again next year. Police report, the police department assisted or attended several events throughout the borough in September. Officers attended the 9/11 ceremony in Mount Mitchell, which was beautiful, Atlantic Highlands Flea Market, Taste of Atlantic Highlands, and the Atlantic Highlands Lions Club Pancake Breakfast. There is a new annual mandatory training for defensive tactics training that took place on September 23rd and 25th with all of our officers. All officers in the department are required to complete 4 hours of training annually in order to maintain their police licensing, and a special thanks to Patrama McDonald, who is a trained instructor. During the month of August, there were 7 arrests. There were 31 first aid calls and 20 fire calls. Department investigated 14 motor vehicle crashes, while officers conducted 209 traffic stops, with 96 moving violations issued and 45 parking violations issued, for a total of 141 summonses. There were also 4 summonses issued for overnight parking on First Avenue, and 14 summonses were issued for time limit parking, and 5 advertising signs on poles were removed. There were 6 curbside warnings for juveniles. That's it for police. DPW, zone-by-zone brush pickups began on October 6th. Zones 1 and 4 have been completed. Zone 2 pickup is this week. Zone 3 starts on Monday. Please have all brush curbside before your scheduled zone pickup date. If you need to verify any of these dates, you'll see first zone-by-zone pickup, leaf pickup, begin in November, and the second round of leaf pickup will begin in December. You can check your calendar. There's spare copies that are on the front counter out there for all those dates. Please refer to your, yes. To assist residents with leaf and brush drop-off, the borough yard will be open on Saturdays and Sundays during November and December from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. And the new sanitation truck is on display right outside the library here. And the paving of Ocean Boulevard was done by Monmouth County and not by the borough of Atlantic Highlands. Just want to make that clear. And Mayor, that's everything I have.
Awesome. Thank you. I was going to ask if there was a story behind the truck. Looks good.
That's it.
Great. Council President Dougherty.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, everybody. I have no report this evening for finance or personnel. DPW was covered by Councilman Crowley. Thank you very much. Rep Committee met on October 16th. We discussed the conclusion this weekend of the soccer program. It's been a spectacular season. And if anybody remembers, 2 years ago, it rained every single weekend. And so we played through all those rainy Saturdays. This weather has been spectacular. The kids have had a blast. And they've gotten better and better. It's been so much fun. A big part of the meeting was spent addressing the upcoming recreation basketball program. We have opened registration for children's K through 8th grade. The season begins just after the new year. So if you want your child or grandchild or niece, nephew, whomever, to play basketball, please go on ahnj.com/recreation to sign up. Registration closes December 18th. This Saturday, October 25th, is the annual Halloween parade here in town. It pushes off from the marina at 1 p.m. It's always a great time. We're offering costume awards for the following categories. Make a note: scariest, most creative, best group, 3 or more. People's Choice. You can vote on a People's Choice. There's a QR code. We'll have volunteers from Henry Hudson Regional School helping us out. I have a list of 12 volunteers helping us. It's great. Best Float, and then Best Overall Group or Float. You get your name on the official trophy that will live here in Borough Hall. So come on down. It's always a great day. No Planning Board report. Planning Board has not met since our last meeting. And then finally, Board of Education. The Board met on October 15th. The following students were recognized. Atlantic Highlands Student of the Month was William Gannon. Henry Hudson Regional Student of the Month was Nathan Baums. Henry Hudson Artist of the Month, Alex Belusco. Henry Hudson Regional Athlete of the Month, Hannah Corneliuson. The Atlantic Highlands Staff Member of the Month was James DiLorenzo. And the Henry Hudson Regional School Staff Members of the Month were Celia Martinez and Juan Martinez. The board at that meeting heard a presentation on the 2024-25 state assessments by Mr. Matthew Gins. And that, Mayor, is all I have.
No, it's not.
It's not?
Nope. We took a walk from the harbor to the school.
We took a walk. Yes, we did. Excuse me. I'm blanking.
Barbara Grogan.
So Barbara Grogan Day on Friday was celebrated. So the school, Barbara Grogan was a beloved paraprofessional at AHES who passed away
tragically
a few years ago. So there's an annual safety award, a safety walk that the school celebrates where all of the children start in the marina and walk up First Avenue. The mayor was there. I walked with our son Beckett. Well, let's be honest, he didn't stay with me. He went off with his friends. He's in fourth grade. But it was a beautiful day, and it was a really lovely occasion to honor a wonderful member of our community. So thank you for the reminder.
Yep, and Lindsay Hensel does a great job with that event, so I just wanted to mention that tonight.
She did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Councilmember Forbes.
I'll keep it brief tonight. Thank you, Mayor. I just have a brief report for Green Team and Environmental Commission. The Clean Ocean Action Beach Week took place on Saturday, October 18th. I was the beach captain. I want to thank my co-captain, Gloria Teal, who stepped in to help me out. There were hordes of Girl Scouts, so I really needed an extra hand, and she was great. The beach is pretty dirty right now because of that wind and rain event that took out Atlantic Highlands Day. So please, if you're down there and you can pick up a piece of trash, please feel free. The strangest thing that I found personally was a half of a car bumper. So thank you, Mayor.
That didn't fit in your bucket, did it?
No. It was laying next to my car. I put it in the dumpster.
Okay. I just have a couple of things. This is my from the county present Mammoth 250 branded cup, refillable cup. Our engineering firm and our grants firm both apply for grants on behalf of the borough. And when Adam was still here, we applied for a grant, CDBG grant, community block grant, for community development block grant for these refillable water stations that have stayed in really good shape. But I just poured the 10,000th cup of water so we've saved 10,000 bottles just on this station right here. And there's another one down in the harbor, but I think it shows that there's an interest in them. So I think maybe one of the next places we could explore is when we do these park renovations, if there's any potential water source, Mr. Phillips isn't even looking up, then maybe refillable water stations would be good in those areas.
Marchetti Park. The restrooms.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Marchetti Park.
Perfect spot.
Okay, we solved that and didn't give Jimmy extra work.
Mayor?
Yes?
$9,999.
Oh, thank
me.
I will thank you. Thank you very much.
It's an assist by Ms. Councilman Crowley. Well done.
Yes. I think everybody knows this, but Mr. Phillips does an amazing job negotiating purchases of vehicles for the municipality, saves us a lot of money, and then finds places to have the things that are coming out of commission be sold. So thank you for that, because that's not part of your job description. You do a lot of things that are outside your job description. And since you're here, I just want to thank you for it. And then vote by mail. If you haven't received a ballot and you are scheduled to vote by mail, you should have. So please, if you haven't, you should contact the county clerk. And early voting starts on this coming Saturday. Croydon Hall is our closest location, but in Monmouth County, any Monmouth County resident can vote at any of the early voting locations. I think Long Branch has one. They're spread throughout the county. There's also drop boxes for vote by mail, which I am not saying I have any issue with the post office, but that's the absolute, you're going straight to the source if you're putting your vote by mail in the drop box, and there is one located over at Croydon Hall. And that is it, unless I'm forgetting something. No? Okay, it's time for public comment. Mrs. Merkel, can you read the preamble to public comment, please?
The council encourages public participation and requests that all comments be addressed to the mayor. All comments should refer to topics relevant to the powers and duties of the Atlantic Highlands Borough Government. Speakers are requested to maintain proper decorum at all times during the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so the way that this works, for anybody who's new, is Mr. Passaro is going to demonstrate this for us. You raise your hand, and when you're recognized, you'll come forward to the front, state your name and address, and then Mr. Barbato, you'll be next. And state your comment, please.
Jimmy Passaro, 32 Navisick Avenue. T-Stone. Is that getting resurfaced?
I'm going to have to look at Doug's list to see what is. The answer is yes, but.
Gravel. I know, but are they
grading it? No. Mr. Phillips seems to have information. Do you mind standing up and answering this one?
We're working on our regrading with local contractors.
So it'll all go to one spot where it goes in?
No, we're trying to work out where the percolation ramp up to grow one.
There's been so much dirt thrown on there, it's actually like concrete now. It doesn't absorb anything. We're going to try to resurface that so it actually absorbs water. Once again, and it was a lot of water.
Is it going to be cut down a little bit?
Yes, yeah, the water will be done. We've been talking with most of the residents up there. Several residents up there that are trying to pitch and walk around. We've got several contractors up there all putting our proposals in now.
We should just put you in the BA seat tonight. You got all the answers. Sorry.
Don't overreach.
Second question is cameras.
Yes.
That have been down in the harbor, are they all fixed?
We voted on replacing them at the last harbor meeting, so they're in the process of being the whole system's in the process of being replaced.
So there's stuff still down there?
The stuff is still down, but I expect that to be resolved quickly because we did approve a whole new system being installed.
How about here?
The cameras here? Yes, I know that they are because the chief is nodding also.
Two separate systems?
Two separate systems. I think it's the same company for both systems, but it's two separate systems.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Barbado?
Paul Barbado, 22 Laurie Road, a.k.a. Lousy Road. I'm not going to talk about Lousy Road today. Okay? I'll spare everybody.
Do you mind just coming up a little bit closer to the microphone?
Usually I'm too loud. I usually say tone down.
I don't say that.
Not you, but other people.
I enjoy it.
Okay. I have a statement that I'd like to read.
Sure.
And I don't like to be interrupted. Okay? And this is in honor of a lovely lady who wrote this. And her name happens to be, she's not here with us anymore. Her name was Clara D. Paoleva. And she had a hand in this. It's not long, but I think you'll get the drift. The title is Hugging.
Oh, you sent this to me once. I love this.
I did send it to you?
You did.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Okay, well, good. I wish you would take the heat of it. Hugging is healthy. It helps the body immunity system. It keeps you healthier. It cures depression. It reduces stress. It induces sleep. It's invigorating. It's rejuvenating. It has no unpleasant side effects. And hugging is nothing less than a miracle drug. So the people who are on drugs, try this. Hugging is all natural. It is organic, naturally sweet. No pesticides, no preservatives, no artificial ingredients, and 100% wholesome. Hugging is practically perfect. There are no movable parts, there's no batteries to wear out, and no periodic checkups. It's low energy.
Okay? Mr. Barbado, up here, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just have to make the same rules for everybody.
All right, okay. I can never come up here and not be advised of something.
Okay. One day about 1,000. One day.
Yeah, well, it's never going to happen. Sit on. Okay, low energy consumption, high energy yield, inflation proof, non-fattening, no monthly payments, no insurance requirements, it's theft proof, non-taxable, non-polluting, and of course, it's fully returnable. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mrs. Paola, for that. The other thing is, I wanted to share, this is the statement that I said the night of the vigil for Mr. Kirk. People always think I'm a loose cannon, and I'm going to say things. No, I'm a real person. And I know how to treat, and I know what situation should be doing at certain times. But I would like to ask one question, Mayor.
Sure.
Because you're the mayor of the whole town.
Mm-hmm.
Why weren't you there?
I was asked to attend at 9:45 the previous evening, and I already had a commitment that I couldn't get out of. And
thank
I
you.
And I responded within about 15 minutes.
You answered my question. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody online?
No one has their hands raised. There are 13 attendees.
Anybody here? Anything else? You can do rock, paper, scissors, whatever you want. I think he just said age before beauty.
Oh. Thank you, Mayor. Mark Fisher, 91 3rd Avenue. A couple things.
Yes.
I didn't bring this up under the consent agenda because it kind of goes outside the boundaries of that, but just so everybody here is aware, you all signed a statement that basically says you read the financial audit. There's a resolution plan for things that were found that were kind of off. I'm told that that date, the compliance date, is December 31st of this year. So when I saw this resolution, it seems like every year I hear the same things coming up year after year to be resolved with the audits. And I went back 8 years in my copious spare time. Over 8 years, there were 18 items that were identified to be corrected each year. Okay, now, to me, if you're being asked to correct something, it should be forever. Like, if I'm told you have to keep $2,000 in your checking account, there's no wiggle room. That's the rule. Okay, so there was recommendations, implement system to ensure interfunds are closed by year end. I'm sure that's money transfers back and forth. Okay, that seems like something simple to resolve. However, in 7 years, that was brought up 5 times.
And was it brought up in the last 2?
It was brought up in the last 3.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I know Mr. Llanos is cleaning up a lot of things from his predecessors. So,
which is interesting because the last 3 auditors were all named Robert.
No, it's not the audit. It's our CMFO.
Yes.
The audit is finding these things. It's not that. It's the
correct.
They're asking the municipality to correct work that the municipality has done.
Correct.
They're reading our books and affirming them or stating where there's discrepancies.
So there are other things. Simple thing. Maintain general ledgers for all funds. That's a state statute. State statute. In the last 5 years, that was a recommendation 3 times. To me, that seems like something that
we switched to a new system, the admin system, and it's moving in the right direction.
Okay.
These are things that happened in the last year and a half that we've been correcting.
Another example was enhance internal control procedures to avoid over expenditure of appropriations. In the last 7 years, that was brought up 3 times. We overextended our appropriations. 1 year, it was brought up for both the borough and the harbor in 2023. And then the last example is perform a detailed payroll bank account balance on a monthly basis. Sounds simple. It was brought up as a recommendation for all 3 years for the last 3 years.
So if you don't mind emailing me that list.
I have copies for you.
Oh, thank you.
I made 3 copies.
Okay.
Which I'll get to. Thank you. It just seems to me like...
Well, Finance Committee will call a meeting with Mr. Llanos and get a status report on each of those items, but I know for sure that he's identified things. We have a new payroll person that is dedicated to doing the payroll and making sure that all the reporting is done properly. I actually think our auditor has done a really good job in making sure that we're in top-notch shape.
Now, you'll see on that list the 13 other items. They're kind of one-offs that were resolved, you know, going back 8 years, some of them, and never repeated. It just seems like these 4 or 5 are just constant, you know, repetition.
Okay. Thank you.
I noticed what was not on the agenda this year, Mr. Crowley, that there was no resolution for the Halloween curfew. After 4 or 5 years of making recommendations.
We actually didn't have a curfew last year.
We didn't?
No.
We have a resolution that says we did in 2024.
We withdrew it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. This wasn't withdrawn out of the system then. Okay, thank you. The $180,000 grant that we were awarded from the county, I believe, what is that going to go towards?
This is, I believe we're talking about the Harbor Park.
The Harbor Park?
Yep.
And that's the playground?
Yep.
Or is it?
It's playground and other parts of the playground.
And I noticed that the Lions Club was also raising money for the park.
Yes, that was news to me, as you know, at the last meeting. So it will be even better at the park.
So we got a lot of stuff going on at the harbor.
My pancakes, both.
Quarterly EV charger info?
I don't have it.
But you also give us the first quarter. We never rounded that out. April and May were never reported. You did report June.
Sure.
If you could.
You got it.
Also, there was a request for a pedestrian walkway between the pier and the parking lot at C Street. Was that ever followed up on? I think the chief was involved with that.
It has been followed up on. I don't know if the chief wants to report on it.
I met with C Street and the harbor, and C Street's basically working on a plan to make that happen.
Okay. Great. More work in the harbor. The sign for the front of the building, I haven't heard anything about that in a while.
Oh, I haven't heard a lot about it.
I'm sure you have.
There's nothing new. Listen, I would love to, for that sign to have been able to tell you, communicate some of the information that you've asked tonight. So we are awaiting its arrival.
Okay. And then just a broad comment about the last couple of meetings. As you know, I was here for both. But it seemed like the meeting two meetings ago was very passionate. And I wasn't here for the weekend that those things happened. And all I heard was hate group and a bunch of other really negative things. The last meeting I was at, it was very positive, and I finally found out what the rally at the harbor was for, and it was for Charlie Kirk. I didn't hear any of that in the previous meeting. It was just the Proud Boys came to town with one comment, and they were a hate group. So I was like, I really didn't know who the group was. So it just seemed very odd that that was not mentioned the first meeting, anything about Charlie Kirk, and it was really the whole focus of the meeting last month. So I don't know. It just seemed like it wasn't very well communicated to the community two meetings ago that's what that rally was for.
I think that there's two different things. And I don't know that the sequence. I'd have to look back at the sequence, but...
Yeah. I can say that I talked about it.
You can come up and be recognized next.
That's all.
Thank you. Now, Ms. Spicer was supposed to be next, but if...
No, sorry.
Come on up.
Apologies.
Do you want to come up? Yeah.
Well, we'll just go up again.
You're waiting.
Bye.
Okay. That's why I wanted
to... Can you need to come up to the front, state your name and address, please, and address me.
Warren Costas, 106 Center.
Thank you.
Sorry.
That's okay.
So that's one of the reasons why I came today was to clarify some of this, because I wasn't at the last meeting, but of course I was at the one prior, and I saw coverage on it and talked to people about it, and it did seem like there was a lot of confusion. And I would note that the first one we did talk about Charlie Kirk, and I think the reaction wasn't anything to do with the NJ deplorables or Charlie Kirk. I feel like there was a lot of talking past each other. The Proud Boys were in town. They were wearing t-shirts and they were photographed, right? So I just want to clarify that I think all of these things are getting muddled up, and I'll speak for myself, that I am completely uninterested in the NJ deplorables, and Charlie Kirk seems like a young kid that got caught up in the internet, and that was a horrible thing, but I don't think anybody's concern had anything to do with either of those things. So I just want to clarify that, because there wasn't speculation that the Proud Boys were in town. There's photographs of them wearing Proud Boy t-shirts. So I don't think this is very confusing. So I thought I would come and say that, right? Because I just heard that the actions of maybe this body to some extent, but people's reactions were very much conflated with that, as if it was anti-Charlie Kirk and pro-political assassinations. And I just think that construes the truth in like a really lazy way. Because if you think about it for one second, like, I don't think anybody's saying that. So I just wanted to like clear that kind of like weak rhetoric. And I think it's a deliberate effort to conflate the actual issue, which again is not controversial. They were photo wearing shirts labeling themselves. So that's what I'm gonna say.
Thank you. Anybody else online?
No.
Anyone here? Ms. Spicer?
Morning, Spicer, 6620 Lucas Drive. I wanted to ask if there's any precedent in town for a road that is HOA owned, if the borough would do paving for them and have the HOA pay the borough for that, as opposed to us finding a private entity to pave it.
I think that in the past that the borough engineer has come to help consult on HOA,
okay.
But we don't actually do the paving for you.
Right, I know that.
Yeah.
But is there a process where we could pay the borough to procure the right person to do the job?
There's not currently something in place, but I'm sure that we would be open to a discussion about it.
Okay. There probably right, really a question for Jen.
Yeah.
I'll just ask. I was wondering if there's any updates on the 250th celebration in the summer. If we have any dates or anything?
We don't have dates on the calendar yet because we're coordinating with other towns and there's a lot of events going on, so we don't want to take away from what Highlands is doing or Middletown and certainly County has some really exciting things that they're doing all over the state, all over. So we know for sure that we're having our firemen's fair and the Operation Sail New Jersey, that the tall ships are coming through. So that's going to be huge for us here in Atlantic Highlands. It's in July and it's when Mrs. Popick has her birthday. So it'll just be another thing to honor her.
Okay, yeah, there's still a lot of people in town who want to also organize events
and such, want to make sure that. Yeah, I have a call up to the Strauss Mansion also just to see if they have anything specific that they want to highlight. But we definitely are going to try to recreate some of the events that we did last time. So I'm looking at Ms. Forbes because she's read the list, and one of them was a bicycle parade.
A time capsule.
And then there's a time capsule.
All right,
as long as
it's not the one in Forbes, it's not the one. Oh, I don't know if you guys saw the new bicycle ride. Okay, all right. I just wanted to thank Council Person Forbes for going to the Clean Ocean Action. I was really sad to miss it, but I'm really grateful that you were there and you did it, and the beach is slightly less disgusting.
I think they missed you because it was clear I had no idea what I was doing.
Well, I appreciate it. My final question, is there any update? Final question, and I have a comment. The Shore Casino, that I know it's art, it's out as an art. How is the decision made about who gets to rent it? Is it the Harbor Commission that decides?
Harbor, well, you guys can give a Harbor Commission answer. I'll give a council answer.
So the Harbor Commission votes on it.
They're going to recommend to the mayor and council. So.
Yeah, so we'll recommend then.
But we evaluate on a number of factors, financial ableness, the type of businesses.
Vision, wasn't Vision one of them? Or vision of the space, I think.
Yeah, exactly. We take into account all of the different things on the RFP, and we weight them, specifically to their readiness for the harbor and how well it will fit into the community, and then we make a recommendation to council.
Okay, cool. So we would hear publicly what the options are beforehand, or would just kind of be like,
The Harbor Commission will make a recommendation to the mayor and council.
Okay.
And they could make no recommendation in this first round also. They could say, all of these RFPs were handed in, but none of them were satisfactory or none of them met. So it could be a complete second round.
Okay, but that would be at a commission meeting, so would that be open to the public?
No.
No, okay. Sorry.
The results would be open to the public.
But not the necessary decision or how we get to the decision.
The rubric's public because it's in the RFP, so that the criteria would be currently available to the public, and it's not hard to find it online.
I know, I looked at it.
Okay. So did I.
I don't think it's going to happen. And then my comment is just how much I love this town, and that there's a lot of pain, and I really appreciate everyone in this room. I'm not supposed to look back. Everyone behind me, everyone in front of me, and I hope that everybody can just kind of treat others as they would like to be treated. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody online?
No.
Anybody else here? Sure. Oh, Mr. Roberto, come on up.
I was just giving you an update.
Okay.
This is Roberto.
Thank you.
My name's Roberto. There was a card, and I try to be a responsible president, and there's a card that came out for the candidates, right? the Democratic side.
Okay.
Put it in my mailbox. This is fine.
It was in your mailbox?
It was mailed.
Oh, it was mailer. Okay, okay. Sorry. I was going to be outraged on behalf of Postal Service.
Why would you be outraged?
Because you're not allowed to put campaign information directly in. If it was mailed, that's a different story.
No, there's no secret stuff. And anyway, I called the person because I was surprised that they put their telephone numbers on the card.
Every year. We always do.
Well, you always do?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I must be, my eyesight must be failing. But anyway, so I called the first person, Kathleen, and I had a little conversation. In fact, I invited her to my house to take a look at Laurie Road. And she's going to call me back. The other one, Brian, he has the telephone number. Well, if you can tell him, the number has been disconnected or changed. So.
Oh, well, he's here, so he's, it's heard.
Well, I called it twice.
Okay.
And maybe my vision is, but try it again and let me know. Because
I'm sure he'd be happy to give you his phone number right there on the flyer.
Great. Thank you.
Whatever.
Okay, last call.
I do have someone online now that has
okay. Who is it?
Jim Smith.
Jim Smith. Mrs. Smith, your son's on the phone. Muriel.
Yeah.
It's Jim.
Okay. And that's it. I'm just promoting him to panelists. So
thank you.
You're doing great.
Mr. Smith, can you hear us? Or can I? I can't. I guess I'm guessing.
He's rejoining as the panelist, and then he'll be able to.
All right, Mayor, I just wanted to say a couple things. Number one, the audio still gets interrupted while you're viewing online and you can't hear. I sent Mr. Crowley an email with regard to it. I think it might be some type of sound suppression either on the microphone system or on the platform that you use.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It gets interrupted when people are clapping or multiple people are speaking at once. That's number one. Number two is with regard to the Proud Boys or the Deplorables or whatever it may be, signs with the word murderer on it. I just like to remind everybody that, and Peg Schaefer is probably aware of this, Cohen versus California. People can wear whatever they want, and you can't stop them.
We agree.
And it's kind of, you know, I understand both sides, to be honest with you, because a lot of times I've been on the side where people are intimidated or feel scared or their feelings get involved. But everybody has a right to wear what they want. They have a right to say what they want as long as they're not standing up in a in the theater yelling fire. It's just crazy. The other thing, and I know this doesn't fall under your purview, but I found the RFP for the Shore Casino. I found it rather odd that you could be the high bidder and say, I want to pay the $30,000 or $40,000 a month in rent, and you can lose the bid, not be disqualified, but lose the bid even though you're offering a higher rent. Just seems like it's not the most beneficial for the harbor or the municipality.
Thank you
very much.
Mr. Smith, before you hang up, do you mind just stating your address for Mrs. Merkel to record for the records?
Say that one. Jim Smith, Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Smith, just so you know, the technician who installed our entire system was in here replacing every component last week, and I have to say I gave him a bit of a cold shoulder because this has been happening for so long. So thank you for the feedback, because I needed to hear it from somebody on the line.
Thank you.
Anyone here? Any other hands online? Oh, sorry, Mr. Passaro, come on up.
Jim Sarah, 32 Neighbors Avenue. I did come in late, and I don't know if you mentioned something, but rumors around town you had an accident, but you don't look like you got hurt.
I backed into, when I was backing out of my parking spot, I tapped the vehicle behind me in the parking lot, and there, we did a police report just to make sure that there was no damage. There was no damage to either vehicle.
Because I was, somebody had said, saying stuff like, oh, you were in a bad accident.
No, thank you. I appreciate, no, I'm not surprised, but yes, I'm not surprised that the rumor made that. No, I tapped the, I was leaving downtown, and I backed out of my spot, which is why I will always park head at, going this way, moving forward, because...
You can still back into a park car next to you.
I could.
Or a bear.
Or a deer. Oh, God.
Looking for love.
I'm sorry, I'm just going to say this right now. Every time I see a deer, I think of the police chief and Mr. Ferragina, because they have me terrified of them, and I'm very aware. And I work in Rumson, and they're everywhere. They're just everywhere. And they're everywhere I am. Okay. Last chance. Oh boy. Come on up. You gotta come all the way up.
Come on, Lauren.
You gotta state your name again and
your address. Warren Pappas, 106 Center Avenue. I'll make this brief and everybody wants to go home. I just want to clarify that First Amendment rights aren't that clear, that there are time, place, and manner restrictions to that as established by, you know, drug zones and that kind of thing. So within 500 feet of a school, there are different rules that apply to free speech, including things that are disruptive and are presumed to be disruptive. So I just want to make it clear that it's not unrestricted.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Oh, Mr. Cross, come on up. How was your trip?
Interesting.
Okay.
James Krause, 77 Bayside Drive,
yes.
AKA Scenic, AKA in Mugler Road.
Yes.
I just can't let the Mr. Smith's comment go unresponded. I'm a member of the Harbor Commission. If somebody comes in and offers a high price for rent, but has no experience running a restaurant catering business, or has does not have the financial capability, we can't just judge on high bid. If you look at the RFP is on the website. It's pretty detailed as to we're looking for somebody who really knows how to run a business. We don't want somebody to come in and then go bankrupt, and then we're stuck with no rent for another period of time. We're approaching this as business people because we feel we have a duty to the town to earn money on that location, so it helps support the various services in town. And then one other thing that I learned this morning was that hopefully it's been advertised already and it's on the website, but the deadline for bids is now November 14th or 15th?
For the Shore Casino.
For the Shore Casino?
Okay.
14th. And also the period for somebody who's interested to take a look at the premises has now been extended to October 31st.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Good, Jim.
Anyone online?
No one has their hands raised online.
Anybody here? Mr. Barbato?
Three time in the strike. I just wanted to walk through your dad.
22 Laurie Road.
Yeah. 22 Laurie Road, AKA. You gave the answer that you had previous engagements and all. Why couldn't you send a representative?
I sent that to every member of the council. And I don't know who, I think everybody responded.
Was anybody from the council there?
I don't know, because I wasn't there.
Well, can we ask?
Did anyone from the council attend the Charlie Kirk vigil?
I was not able to attend. But I let Mr. Bodies know.
Incredibly late, and I already have plans up.
Okay, you all had legitimate excuses, no problem. But somebody should have been there. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to take a motion to adjourn.
Crowley moves.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. I thought that was Mr.